Happy Thursday. Welcome in. This is Three Man Front on a beautiful.
Golly, I love springtime. This is wonderful. When is the Masters?
It should be right around the corner based on our weather. My goodness gracious.
First pitch, Major League Baseball season. Right. Can't wait for that. XFL is in full swing.
Well, let's start there. So, you know, I wake up early this morning getting ready for my morning jocks, as I do each and every morning with you and Damian Mitchell.
You're sweet.
And then I come across Xavier Bogaerts with a ridiculous contract for the San Diego Padres. The Padres...
Well, they were going to have to pay somebody a lot of money because...
They had tried Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Aaron Judge.
Nope. No.
Nope.
Hey, would you like our money, Xavier? Would you like to live in a climate that is always 72 degrees and beautiful and never rains? Would you like to come out here for about $25, $30 million for the next 11 years or some odd? Sure.
I wonder where he makes his primary residence, if it's there in like Connecticut or Massachusetts.
From Boston, Massachusetts to San Diego, California.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Maybe the trade-off is worth the taxes you're going to pay, Xander. Taxes. California. Nobody told you.
Well, I don't think that matters to him.
No, when you hit that tax bracket, I don't know if it matters.
So the baseball winter meetings, they wrapped up. The big story this morning is Brittany Griner. She is going to be released from a Russian prison in a prisoner exchange. So that's been the big story around sports.
Mm. Yeah, the arms dealer, right?
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
I was giving you an opportunity there if you wanted to throw in a political thought or two.
Wow. What else is going on?
Transfer portal.
All right.
John, did you have something?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I could, but this is Langham's show. I was going
to
let him.
I could as well, but I'm not going to. You get that on the After Dark podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Transfer portal continues to spin. The activity slowed up just a little bit over the last 24 hours. If you're keeping track at home in the SEC, Texas A&M, the Aggies, 20 players in the transfer portal. The Florida Gators, 16 in the portal. Arkansas with 14, but they've added one who is coming out of the portal that's going to Arkansas. So I guess you would say 14 plus one addition. So I guess that would be technically 13.
Right.
The way you want to look at it. Alabama, they have 12 in the portal. Auburn, they have 12, but they also have two that is coming out of the portal. So I guess that technically would be 10. Ole Miss has got 12. Mizzou, 10. Kentucky, 9. Mississippi State, 7. Vandy, 6. Tennessee's got 6. And they've added 2 that's coming out that wants to join the Vols. South Carolina at 6. LSU at 5. And Georgia's still sitting at that 1 that you told us about yesterday.
And I've already forgotten his name, but he's a defensive lineman. He's valued at $40,000, according to On3 Sports with NIL valuation. And he plays the defensive line. And I think he went to Christian Brothers High School, but I cannot remember his name. I think it's Daniel something.
And if I do remember, I think his number was in the 40s, like 49, 44, something like that. I was just remembering the picture.
That seems right. Bill Norton. That's it.
That's him.
Bill Norton.
The lone Georgia Bulldog. The Georgia Bulldogs that will be playing for the national championship.
Bill doesn't want a ring? Or Bill's already got
He's
a ring.
He's already got one.
He doesn't care.
Just kind of another SEC.
Get me out of here. Yeah, number 45.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's very good.
Couldn't remember the guy's name, but I can tell you what number he's wearing.
That's pretty strong.
That's what happens when you get old. All right, so last night, I'm tooling around on message boards. I'm looking around. I come across Dylan Johnson from Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And I really have to do a double take because, you know, you see so many of these graphics and so many people now claim to be verified on Twitter. You know, if you pay your Twitter blue, whatever it is, anybody can get verified. So I'm really not sure if this is like a prank. But when you start reading what Dylan Johnson, the junior running back for Mississippi State, said on Twitter about him going into the transfer portal, you know, he begins his statement, which with most people, what they do, talking about they want to thank their family, they want to thank their teammates, they want to thank God. But then towards the end, it kind of takes a turn. That's where I was kind of questioning if it was real or not.
Yeah.
He says, with that being said, since I am not very tough and Leach is glad I am leaving, I'll be entering my name into the transfer portal with that hopes and finding a more fit playing environment for me. Thank you.
Wow.
Needless to say, that trended quickly on Twitter and everywhere else because I don't think I've ever seen somebody, as they're heading out the door, throw the Molotov cocktail and walk straight out.
Yeah, and this is a guy who he shined. He caught 48 passes out of the backfield. He had close to 500 yards on the ground. How he was going to be utilizing the offense, and we know what Mike Leach does, and him saying we need to be more balanced after the Egg Bowl win over Ole Miss. And I just, well, first of all, I question, did you not know what you were signing up for or what you were getting with Mike Leach and his offense? But to be fair, and I think, oh, I know I've heard State fans say it, and we've said it at times, they do it a different way, but Mississippi State probably does need to be more balanced. So I don't blame him for saying that.
Well, but this year alone, they ran the ball more effectively.
They did.
They actually had a semblance of a running game this season, as opposed to years past under Mike Leach. Mike Leach did give a statement to ESPN, in which he basically said that he will not comment about players that are no longer on the football team. So I guess if he wants to come out of the portal, that might not be a place that Mike Leach from Mississippi State would welcome Dylan Johnson back. Not sure.
No, I think he's pretty much done there and sorrowful with Coach Leach. I don't see any making up or hugging it out.
So when you saw that, did it surprise you? I mean, do you recall anybody else doing that in college football?
As far as calling out former...
Man, basically a double bird and I'm heading out.
To be fair, we didn't see it. Well, we did see it after last year with, I believe, some of the guys. Well, a couple of the guys they had declared for the NFL draft out of Auburn, but having some comments on Brian Harsin when they were leaving. Not the same circumstances.
That is true. I did forget about those.
But no, this is not something that happens all the time. I found it very odd as well. So, and good player.
So Dylan Johnson, that was one area of social media that was catching fire last night. The other was Drake May, the quarterback at North Carolina. He is trying to put the end of all these transfer rumors. You know, his offensive coordinator is leaving Chapel Hill. A lot of talk about certain programs, maybe even one in the state of Alabama. Heck, maybe three programs in the state of Alabama would love to have Drake May as their quarterback. He threw for 35 touchdowns. He won the ACC Player of the Year honors for 2022. But he goes on Twitter last night with a picture, and he said he wanted to make this message clear. Could never leave this place. I'm a Tar Heel.
Did that follow up with any new NIL deal for Drake May?
I did not
see any. Keep him there in Chapel Hill?
I did not see any.
Like we got with one other player, and I don't know if you're going to mention, that was the reigning MVP for Conference USA, but that's where we've gotten. It's just putting it out there in the open. Mm-hmm. NIL is here, and we're going to retain him by landing him an NIL deal and pleading with fans and boosters to put hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep him there. My guess, Pat, is Drake May already had some NIL stuff in place, but that he's probably going to get a cherry on top and some extra NIL deals coming his way, because that had been rumored and the smoke was out there for 2 weeks. And was this a matter of Drake May? I don't know this, but his representation, whoever is working back channels for him, just kind of inquiring what kind of money he could get by landing at another school. I would if I represented him.
No question. So Drake May goes on Twitter, says he's a Tar Heel, never leave the place. So we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Going back to Dylan Johnson, because I wanted to look it up for Mississippi State. Mississippi State, 273 rushing attempts this year. That was dead last among all FBS schools. By comparison, Ole Miss and their offense ran it 571 times.
And speaking of Ole Miss, guess who liked the tweet?
Oh, it had to have been Lane, right?
Absolutely. Lane Kiffin liked the tweet of Dylan.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Johnson. Wouldn't that be something? He ends up over at Ole Miss.
Well, I don't know if they got room for him. I guess you could add him. He'd do great things, but he's got a guy named Quinshon Judkins. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he signed a 3-year NIL deal.
Yeah, so he did.
He'll be in Oxford, apparently, a little while longer. So there's been a lot of talk about Charles Kelly. And next hour, we will talk to Rodney Orr from Tider Insider, as we'll get his thoughts on the potential makeup of this, especially the defensive side of the ball. Hearing a lot of rumors out there in regards to what potentially could happen. It's everything from nothing's going to happen,
right,
to there might be one or two guys left standing when it's all said and done. And if that is the case, then it begs the question, what is going to happen on the recruiting trail? Because it's interesting, because Charles Kelly, there are reports out of the state of Colorado, the Boulder Daily Camera is reporting that Charles Kelly, not Mike Zimmer,
that former was the Vikings coach.
Yeah, that was the story that was making the rounds yesterday afternoon. But Charles Kelly is going to be the defensive coordinator. You know, about a week ago we heard that Charles Kelly potentially would be somebody, if Deion did get that job, that he might go with him to Boulder. Well, according to the Boulder Daily Camera, Charles Kelly, it appears, would be the defensive coordinator, the Ozark, Alabama native. He's an Auburn graduate. He was the defensive coordinator at Florida State from 2014 to 2017. He coached safeties at Tennessee in 2018. Before Florida State, Kelly was at Georgia Tech from 06 to 2012 in a number of defensive roles. He was out just 2 days ago with Nick Saban on the recruiting trail.
Maybe he's getting tips from Nick about what to do in his new role. He's been a defensive coordinator, as you mentioned before, but maybe getting some tips on Deion. Hey, you spent a lot of time with Deion. I've never worked with him. You've worked with him on the set doing all those commercials. You know, how would you handle this going in with that personality?
And is it a situation where, because we know that Nick Saban doesn't necessarily fire people, Nick Saban will try to get you a job somewhere or have a conversation with somebody in the coaching network and say, you know what, it might be a good opportunity for you to go elsewhere.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is that stemming from the recruiting trail? And, okay, let me go full conspiracy theory here. If he's out with Charles Kelly, he knows this is in the works but hasn't been finalized, making sure that Charles Kelly is not out there recruiting kids to go and join Deion in Colorado. I'm going conspiracy. I don't believe that happened, but it is interesting. They spent a couple of days together.
And now he's gone. Or apparently, according to the Boulder Daily Camera.
Do you think Saban not happy with his performances coaching the safeties or recruiting? Or
this is a better question for Rodney next hour, and we will certainly ask him. But so many people over the course of the last year or so have said that Alabama, they've signed these great classes, but they have missed on certain kids. Now, I'm not talking about some of the ones that have gone in the transfer portal and left. I'm talking about ones that actually got on the field and basically did not live up to the reputation.
So the evaluation is what you're saying.
Right. And I will tell you, I had a former assistant to Nick Saban tell me this. He was at LSU with Nick Saban. He was not on the Alabama staff, by the way, when he told me this. But he said, it is unbelievable the amount of time that Nick Saban spends recruiting. He expects his staff to be the exact same way. And if you bring a kid up in a recruiting meeting, you better be willing to go to the wall for him. In other words, don't come in like with this, well, yeah, you know, he's got the measurables. He's this. He might could do. No, 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 no. It's either yes or no. Like, if you're behind this kid, then let's offer him now. That's how convicted you have to be with this player if you bring him up in a recruiting meeting. And obviously, some of these kids that have come to Tuscaloosa for whatever reason, that came with a lot of accolades, and look at the Brockermeyer, who just went to the transfer portal. Man, that's a 5-star.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, Maybe he was overvalued. Maybe he wasn't getting the right coaching. I don't know what the situation was, but that is an example of somebody that you would have thought would have been a contributor on this football team and never got an opportunity to.
And I've also heard of a situation, this coming straight from the horse's mouth, not Nick Saban, but a member of the staff at the time. And Nick Saban is also expecting other guys to pinpoint the prospects. I mean, Nick Saban is not doing everything. He has staff to help him do these things, but they got in late on a five-star. And he was told, certain coach was told, go and try to expedite a relationship with this guy. And then when it came back, guy was still leaning to another school, looked like he was going to commit to another school. Saban looking around at staff and saying, you know, what's going on? Why are we not able to land this guy? And Saban is, while he does demand excellence and he is the boss, and there's no mistaking that, coach just flat out went red ass on the rest of the staff and the people who were in charge of trying to pinpoint who these targets should be. And Nick Saban let him rant. And he flat out said, it's our own damn fault. We should have got in on these kids. So it works both ways. And I'm just trying to give you a picture of what it has looked like in the past and in some of those recruiting rooms with Nick Saban and the rest of the Alabama folks.
So speaking of Alabama, Will Anderson Jr., he was in Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday. He won the Nagurski Award. Okay?
Right.
It's award season. So last night, he was in Houston, Texas. It's the Lombardi Award that's given out there by the Rotary Club.
Rotary Lombardi. They pay a lot of money for that.
Sorry. Rotary Lombardi Award.
I'm just kidding. Say it how you want.
So Will Anderson Jr. last night gets the award. Sal Cinceri was there with him. And this is Will Anderson Jr., and you could tell why a lot of people in the NFL, not only is he great on the field, but just listening to him talk, giving his thanks for winning this award, and I know why people think so much of Will Anderson Jr.
I want to start off giving all thanks to God. Honestly, if I could have told my 10-year-old self that I'd be up here right now, or I would accomplish half of the stuff I did in my life, it'd be crazy because I was just a little kid playing with grass, beating on my grandmother's bushes, running around the cul-de-sac, throwing hoops, playing with dogs, and I never even dreamed of this as a little kid, and it really didn't get serious for me until about my 10th grade year in high school. And you know, just to see that all the hard work is paying off, it means the absolute world to me. And I have to give a big shout out to my loving family, my mom, Terry Young Anderson, my dad, William Feeder, my older sister, Shante. My grandmother who passed away, she did a great job of raising me. And if I know she's smiling so hard right now looking down at me. And Grandma, I miss you and I love you so much. And it means the absolute world to me that, you know, I wish you could be here right now. And to all my Coach Saban, Coach Sal, thank you so much. And lastly, my teammates, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for having my back, seeing me as a leader. You know, no matter what I say, bad days, good days, keeping me up, bad games, good games, always making sure I'm straight. And to the Lombardi people, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you guys so much for taking care of me and my family and everybody here. Thank you for everybody that showed up. We had an awesome experience.
How about that?
I mean, he seems like such a good person. And you've seen the specials with he and his sisters and the family, and really happy for Will Anderson. He looks like he comes from a very genuine place.
And you know, the thing that I appreciated, because I've gone to these award banquets, you've emceed them, I've emceed them as well. You love someone that gets up there and within 2 minutes, they're done. They're off the stage.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
I mean, seriously, that was less than 2 minutes.
Because the most awkward thing, and I've been a part of these Hall of Fame inductions, and unfortunately, these coaches, they work a lifetime for these achievements, and they have a lot of people to thank and a lot of memories that they want to get out. But when they start trying, I mean, I've seen it where they're actually playing music, playing a Hall of Fame inductee off of the stage to move on because the award ceremony at that rate was going to go 4 hours, and there was a pretty tight schedule. That can get a little uncomfortable.
It can. And again, being a dad, I'm very proud many, many times of my two boys, of things they've done in their life. And I saw this video, and I wanted to grab this audio because this is Will Anderson Sr. This is a post-party, so you're going to hear some music in the background. But just the proud nature of a dad just oozes out of this audio you're about to hear. This is Will Anderson Sr. after his boy got another national award.
It's so exciting, and, you know, it's rewarding for all the hard work he's put in, the dedication he's dedicated to a football and just all the hard work with the classes, you know, just seeing him press through classes and practice, tutoring, it's been great. It's still sinking in right now, but I know it's real. So, you know, all the hard work, I'm proud, very, very, very proud of it.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Proud daddy.
That's so cool.
His son is about to make a ton of money. I think he's already made some good money.
Well,
but he's about to get a really, really big paycheck come the National Football League.
Yeah, well-deserved. And getting Lombardi, the Nagurski, and just looking at his stats last year compared to this year, he had 10 sacks this year as opposed to 17 and a half last year, 101 total tackles last year, 55 somewhere in there this year. But still, does that not just tell you the incredible season we saw from him in 2021? And it's not like 2020, but it's almost like we had – the bar was set so high with his performance last year and how much focus he had heading into this season that there were certain teams that were just not going to allow Will Anderson. If it meant them failing in another area, they were willing to take that chance, but they were damned and determined 31 was not going to have the production that he did last season against their offense.
Still a great year.
Heck yeah. Yeah, when you're changing game plans and making people pay more attention to you and they're willing to risk it with the other 10 guys you got around you, that says a lot. Yeah, he's going to make a ton of money.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Good for Will. That's really awesome. Holiday parties at Twin Peaks. If you have some family or friends in town for the holidays, you got to show them a good time, great scratch food, and even better scenic views at Twin Peaks. Plenty of shareable things on the menu. It's your place for holiday gatherings. Contact your favorite location for more info today. That's our friends in Huntsville and also the Twin Peaks in Hoover. Twin Peaks never settle.
When we come back on Three-Man Front, we'll take a swirl around the coaching carousel. Barry Odom's now the head coach at UNLV. You got the offensive coordinator at Texas San Antonio. He's on his way to Oregon. What's going on with Auburn? How about the defensive coordinator position on the Plains? We'll throw out some names we're hearing on that front. Also, Jeff Brohm says goodbye to his players at Purdue. Interesting what he said in a text message. We'll get into all that. Plus, Brett Norsworthy this hour. We'll get his take on the Heisman Trophy and the college football playoff. All that this hour on Three Man Front.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.